Welcome to the Pioneers in Learning podcast by InSpirit, where we host experts from around the globe and learn about their trials and tribulations when bringing their innovations to the education sector. My name is Amrita, and I'm honored to have Charles Coomber with me today. Charles is a multiple subject 7th and 8th grade teacher at Springs Ranch Academy for the Arts in California. He has a Master's of Education from UCSD and has been teaching since 2012. He is a really creative and engaging teacher and has used VR to make his lessons more immersive, interactive, and engaging. He became really popular on his YouTube channel, called Charles Coomber, when he uploaded a video where he used the game Half-Life Alyx to teach middle school math. Thank you so much for spending your time with me today, Charles.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Could you start by telling us a little bit more about yourself?
Sure. So you mostly covered it. So I do teach at a middle school right now. It's at Otay Ranch Academy for the Arts. And let me see here. It's my fifth year teaching in America. I got into teaching because I taught English and Korea for a couple of years. So I'm technically on my seventh year of teaching. In my free time, I love video games, love gaming in general, all types of gaming, I guess, not just video games and VR. And, you know, I'm a real big proponent of, you know, bringing in different skill sets and different interests into the classroom when you can, because I think kids really get a lot of value from having a diversity of teachers and teaching styles throughout their life.
Completely agreed. And on that note, what prompted you to start using virtual reality for teaching? Because a lot of teachers use a lot of other tools in the classroom, but VR is one of those tools that a lot of teachers are usually a little scared to bring in.
Yeah, and I mean, I can completely understand. There's a lot of, unfortunately, barriers there. Cost being the first one that comes to mind. But I got into using VR in my classroom because, so I was way into VR in like my home life. Like it was really funny. My wife and I would go to a lot of VR arcades, and we were spending like, this will be laughable years from now. When you hear about this, you're like, I was spending $30 an hour or something like that to use just a VR headset. And eventually we were like, well, we should probably buy our own after spending all this accumulated money. And then we were using it at home a lot. And there's just so many applications and games that are just incredibly immersive in a way that I couldn't help but think, wow, how could I bring this in the classroom? Like, you know, what better way to get a kid excited about any topic or subject than to, you know, have them live that subject, I guess, depending on what game we're talking about.
So true. And what gaps do you think VR helps fill in the classroom?
Well, I think it's a huge engagement piece. There's nothing quite like, you know, the hook of what I want to say, like exploring the ocean underwater to get kids really invested if you're about to go read about, you know, ocean ecology. And I think in addition, VR lets you do a lot of, it lets students visualize and experience things that they really couldn't in another medium. In VR, we can do a lot of things beyond what we can do in normal PCs. And it's just been incredible for myself and my students to kind of push those boundaries.
Yeah. So what's your favorite subject to use VR in?
So my absolute favorite subject, if I take one, is art. Right now, VR has just an incredible amount of art programs that are accessible for you know, someone as unskilled as students, you know, initially, and that let them do things that you literally cannot do other ways. And it's kind of amazing to see like what a kid in a VR headset can like, so I'm thinking of, we use a lot of Oculus Medium or Tilt Brush, but in like either of those programs, they can, with very little training, it's kind of like the, I don't know, freeform exploration of a kid with like unlimited Play-Doh, and they just kind of can just build entire worlds. And it is so fascinating to allow their imagination to come to life in such like a physical way. That, you know, otherwise supplies and various other reality constraints prevent. And then art, by using it for a lot of art, that's the easiest way to integrate it into every subject because, you know, students can create artistic responses or artistic interpretations of every sort of mini subject that you can think of.
Yeah, that's awesome. And that's a great way to think about it. Do you have a specific application that you typically use to have students create art?
Well, we were having a lot of fun with Oculus Medium partway through this year because we could then 3D print it, which was just like, the ultimate capstone to a VR project. Because one problem with VR, and so my classroom, we only have like one or two headsets in it available. So one problem with VR is it's like sometimes difficult to kind of invite others into that world. Like you're like, look at this, I made this like really cool world. I hope my mother or father can come to school and put on this headset and then experience it. But when we combined it with 3D printing, like that was, school-wide, people were able to see, they're like, what, a student crafted this, and then like here's what it looks like. And it's, often like really detailed things, because again, a lot of applications in VR can be pretty intuitive, or maybe it's like they're so engaging that students are willing to get through the hoops necessary, to make them usably intuitive, like for all their drawing and painting.
That's a really great way to think about it, because even when we've done testing with students, I feel like students are more willing to try and learn new things more than maybe people who are used to traditional methods of learning, including people in our age group. And so on that note, I know that you mentioned that cost was a prohibitive factor and that, only having a few headsets in the classroom was a prohibitive factor for using VR in the classroom. Are there any other obstacles that you think teachers or students may face when they adopt VR technology?
Yes. So VR is shockingly good. For anyone who's listening to this who has not yet used like a modern VR headset, you will be blown away by how incredibly just immersive and like realistic the technology feels once you're in it. But because it is a new technology, there's a lot of technical difficulties, is what I'd say. Like, it wasn't infrequent that I would have to be like, oh, the VR headset's having some error. Well, I'll troubleshoot it after school. And I could see a lot of teachers or students, kind of giving up because the troubleshooting isn't always easy and it may be more frequent than you'd like. Like, there's lots of people that, it's the reason why consoles, I guess, are so successful, because, a console, you don't have to do that much troubleshooting usually compared to if you're into like PC gaming, for example. And then I think VR is like a whole level on top of that. Like, your gaming PC better be working fine. And then in addition, your VR headset better be working fine. And, I just feel like it's a little bit less, tested yet, or it's a little less durable than I would like at the moment, and then I think a lot of teachers and students would be willing to put up with if they weren't like already really invested in it.
Mm-hmm. That completely makes sense. And do you think that maybe headsets like the Oculus Quest or the HTC Vive Pro might help in closing that gap?
Yes, definitely. Once the Quest got pretty popular, and we have one, I think I realized, like, I was like, oh, this is what it needed. Like, VR needed, basically you need to be unmoored from the gaming PC for just a lot of reasons, not just because it's like more comfortable and convenient, but it does reduce a lot of the technical, I feel like, not necessarily like technical background, but technical like perseverance necessary. The current limitation with the Quest, though, is not every... it doesn't have access to a lot of the really good applications that are on PC VR. So that's, there's kind of a gap there. So we actually have teachers at my school that got Oculus Quests because my room was so successful with the Oculus Rift S. But they can't do exactly every application that I'm able to pull off, and that's a bit of a limitation. It's a bit of a problem at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. I think they are hopefully planning on bringing a lot of those applications to the Quest soon, but I agree. I'm still waiting to see how much gets ported over from the Rift to the Quest. So what are some of your favorite VR tools to use in the classroom? You mentioned that you use the Rift S. Did you have any favorite applications?
Well, yes. I mean, art-wise, absolutely Oculus Medium and Tilt Brush are fantastic. For, you know, my favorite thing, maybe this is a good guide for if any teacher that's like starting out VR and you're like, okay, how do I get my students to just experience it and be hooked into it? I am such a fan of Coco VR. So Disney made a Coco VR application and it is beautiful. It's like really high quality because Disney made it. It's very limited also because Disney made it. I think it's kind of on rails, but it is, it's my absolute favorite way to get to show people like how beautiful and like the magicalness of the music and world of Coco. And I think it's such a great way to get them hooked on that. But as far as particular subjects in history, we've done a lot with Anne Frank House VR. It's a really nice museum created VR application where students kind of explore Anne Frank's annex. In science class, we've done spheres is a really good hook for our space unit. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, so I actually do use VR sometimes as a incentive for, you know, completing things that otherwise students maybe would be less incentivized to complete. And with that in mind, with like our VR fun passes, Beat Saber is incredibly addictive for my students. You know, they really enjoy that.
That's a really cool way to use VR in the classroom to kind of make it a reward instead of something that needs to be integrated. And I'm curious, how do you actually integrate VR in the classroom? Because you mentioned you only have two headsets. So what does a typical class period look like when you're actually bringing out the VR headset?
That's a good question. Because definitely the logistics of it was, you know, is a challenge. So VR is something that I would very rarely be able to do live in front of students. And also, that's not the point of VR. It's for like, you know, the point isn't for me to wear it and like show them something and they're just watching on a screen. So often what I will do is, and you have to teach the kids the procedures of this, but for my seventh graders, it was no problem. I want to point out, like, even my seventh graders could from start to finish be trusted, like every single one of them could be trusted to put on the VR headset, you know, start the application, do their thing, and then log out and like go get the next person. And so that's kind of what we did. We would have like a regular, you know, class schedule, and then there'd just be a cycle of kids. We'd be like, I'd be like, okay, today's big activity that I need all of us to make our way through. Oh, like here's a good example. Another history program I didn't plug, but I should have, is Traveling While Black. Traveling While Black is this amazingly haunting, beautiful, you know, journey into America's, you know, racial past and present, I'd say. And we use it like heavy when we get to that era in our history unit in middle school. So I would, for example, you know, spin up all the kids' names, make a big list, and I'd be like, okay, so, you know, we're all going to be working on various topics and projects and stuff related to this, but I want each of you, you know, one time throughout the next few weeks to experience this VR experience, Traveling While Black. And the kids just kind of cycled through it. So that's one way to do it. I'm trying to think of another. I also had some success with clubs. Like after school is a really good time, especially once my other co-teachers got their Oculus Quests. Then we could have a little like, we did do like some team building, you know, five kids in rec room playing like various activities together.
That's awesome. And when you did have children cycle through using the headsets, what were the kids that weren't in the headsets doing during that time?
Oh, just like, okay, so I should preface this by saying I have a big screen, or I have a TV that's connected because it was the gaming PC. So mm-hmm. I can see, or like anyone can see what the kid is seeing and doing in VR. So they are supervised while they're in it. But no, like the rest of the class is often just doing normal things, like, you know, going through their normal history class and just I'm excusing one kid at a time for like a 5-minute experience or 10-minute experience. And I think that's worth it. Like I know each student is missing some random 5-minute chunk, but they can make that up or whatever the gains that they get from whatever experience I'm choosing is usually worth it in my opinion.
Yeah, that's, I mean, That's amazing. And it's so great that you give them that opportunity in your classroom. I do have a last question about virtual reality, which is, do you think that VR is more useful in certain areas than others? So if you had to pick, considering you have a lot of subjects that you need to teach your kids and you can't necessarily give them access to VR all the time, where do you think VR is the most useful?
With the current applications that are available, it's 100% art, just because there's not enough educational platforms, unfortunately, in VR for, you know, subject by subject. But art, there's already an incredible amount of resources. And again, art could apply to every subject.
Are there any places where you believe that existing technology is probably better than VR? Not that VR doesn't exist, but I guess older
technology. Is there any particular subjects you mean? I think there's...
Or topics?
I think, you know, like, I guess I'm thinking like math. There's not a lot of... Okay, here, how about this? One major limitation in VR that I've been struggling with, and I'm sure everyone's continually to grapple with this, is how to extract information from VR. And so what I mean by that is like, how do you get a kid to, you know, experience something? And ideally, they'd be like taking notes or typing at the same time and then, you know, like pulling out those typed or handwritten notes. And I'm not sure if any company has solved that well yet. So, you know, certainly like writing-based exercises. I also think there's unfortunately not a lot of good math programs. Or maybe it's just like I know of shockingly a lot of good PC based, you know, math teaching programs, like really good personalized gamified math programs exist on PC that just, there's no equivalent in VR. I guess I could say that.
Mm-hmm. And are there any topics that you think need to be done in person now that so many people around the globe are doing remote learning? What do you think needs to be done in person?
I mean, this is going to sound really pointed, but for real, I don't think you can recreate decent science experiments. I definitely don't think you can recreate decent science experiments at distance learning because no student is going to have those materials at their house. I'm trying to think what applications can't be done at distance and in person. Oh, you know what? I think a really powerful use of VR that is worth exploring is the ability for it to recreate more authentically the social experiences that students get at school. Like, to the best of our ability, teachers right now, at least in my area, you know, we have like small groups available in Zoom, for example, or in Google Hangouts or whatever, but it's never just like that free, real, you know, natural hangout that students need or that humans need. That I don't think they're getting, you know, from their house at the moment. And I think that VR hangouts, just like the opportunity to, again, like meet up in VR and discuss things, like a true discussion, live discussion in VR, I think would be incredibly, like a really good substitute for, I don't know, what's missing.
Yeah, and I think Altspace VR does a really good job with that. I think the only hindrance is students having access to the headsets at home.
Yes.
Because it can be quite expensive. Completely agreed. Thank you so much, Charles. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Just that, you know, I think VR is going to transform education in our lifetime, and I'm really excited for it.
Sounds amazing. Thank you. Once again, this is the Pioneers in Learning podcast by InSpirit. Don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives with experts who are on the front lines working with the latest in learning technology and innovation. Thank you so much.